Good Erev Shabbos, everyone. This is Erev Shabbos, Parsha Shoftim. We read in the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, Shoftim v'shotarim tintein l'cha b'chol sharecha, that we have to appoint judges and policemen in all our gates. Now, what is a gate? A gate is an opening from one makom to another. It's a portal from one place to another. Midrashically, the Melchamas Yehuda says really what that means is that we have different places that we are, different stages in our life. We're at one makom in one stage in life. We're at another makom in another stage in life. And whenever you reach those different stages, you're at a sha'ar. You're at a point of inflection going from one place to another. To go from one point to another, we call a transition. We call that a transition, and that the Torah is teaching us that all transitions in life, we need to appoint shoftim v'shotarim. Transitions are moments of uncertainty. What is the new makom going to bring? What is the new situation going to demand? What kind of environment are we now heading into? What decisions are we going to have to make differently than we made before? Transitions are moments of uncertainty. And when we transition from one stage of life to another, Shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, we have to have our anchors. We have to have clear, set priorities, red lines of what really, really are important to us, so that we don't, chalila, find that ourselves we are making very different choices because of the new circumstance, because of the new stage in life. New stages in life, of course, you always have to reassess. But fundamentally, we should know who we are. If we change entirely, radically, because of a new situation, that should always give someone pause and take a step back and say, whoa, what happened there? The best way of managing transitions is shoftim v'shotrim titein l'cha b'chol sha'arecha, to know clearly your identity, to know exactly what you really, really care about, what's very important to you, and to make sure that that first and foremost is taken care of and helps shape the way you're going to make that transition and the decisions you will have to make. And this is what the Gemara in Brachos says, that a person has to daven. Says the pasuk, the person has to daven. The Gemara darshins, al zos yispalel kol chassid. A person's a chassid. A person is someone who is careful and who is thoughtful about what he does in life. He's a chassid. So, bezos yispalel kol chassid elech al eis matzah. That a chassid davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'eis, the time of matzah, when Hashem is found. What is le'eis matzah? So the Gemara Brachos and Aches Manav says many different drashas le'eis matzah, but the Machamis Yehuda focuses on two of them. The Gemara says le'eis matzah zu isha, that le'eis matzah means when a person finds a wife, a woman, the state of marriage. Le'eis matzah zu misa. And also the Eis Matzah is reference to Misa, the time of death. Those are major transition points in life, going from singlehood or singledom to married life, going from a life of health to a life of Misa. Those are transitions in life that we need to be prepared for, and that we have to have our Shotim v'Shotrim in place so that we make sure we handle those transitions carefully. My friend has a beautiful vort in Parshas Chukas, that if you think about it, we have the Parsha of Korach, right? The Chet of Meraglim, and then you have Parshas Korach, the Chet of Korach, Korach Vadaso. Those were two horrible Chatoim in the history of the Jewish people. But when did that Chet happen? That Chet, those Chatoim happened within the first 2 years of us leaving Mitzrayim. And then after that, the Torah describes in Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock, the Chet of Mei HaMeriva. When did that happen? That happened right before we were about to head into Eretz Yisrael. That happened 38 years later. What happened during the first 2 years and 38 years later? How do we account for Bnei Yisrael's behavior during those 38 years? Says Rav Simcha Zissel, the Rosh Yeshiva of Hebron. You know what happened? We were good. Klal Yisrael didn't have a chet that was noteworthy within the Torah. 38 years of peace and tranquility and ruchnius and growing. How is that possible? How do we do to explain that? That's this yesod that we're mentioning right now, says Rabbi Frand. When there are times of transitions, that's the time of uncertainty. That's the time of difficulty. We left Mitzrayim to adjust to a totally new way of life, of living in the Midbar with the Shekhinah on top of us. And then 38 years later, right, when we're up to the 40th year to head into Eretz Yisrael, we're about to go from the life of Midbar to a much more natural, normal life of living in Eretz Yisrael and taking care of the land. Those were times of transition. And that's when we're susceptible to messing up. Because the uncertainty, we're a little off balance, we're trying to find our new bearings, and when you're in that situation, it's easy to make mistakes. It's easy to make mistakes. So we have the Chet Mem Mariva at the end, we have the Chet Meraglim and the Chet of Korach at the beginning, because we didn't have our groundings, we didn't have our anchors, and therefore we made bad judgment calls. Transition times are amazing times of opportunity, but times of also challenge and of difficulty and of uncertainty. And that's why we have to appoint Shotrim for Shotrim. We have to be very clear within our own minds what is most important to us. Rav Mendel Furtefest, who is a very, very well-known, very effective mashpia in the Chabad community, he unfortunately had to live through a tekufa in his life when he was in Siberia, before he eventually made it out and made it to America and was appointed by the Rebbe to be a mashpia for so many Talmidim. If you ask somebody in the Chabad community, they know exactly who he is. So Rav Mendel Furtefest, he says that a beautiful insight that he had from the time that when he was in Siberia. At one point, in order to liven up a little bit, which they didn't allow for so often, but a little bit to liven up the lives of the people who were incarcerated in Siberia, so they had a show that they put on. And there was a high wire act. This guy went up onto, you know, the high wire, as some of you may be familiar with from a circus. And he walked across the high wire where he could have, you know, fallen off and plunged to his death. And he turned around and walked all the way back. An amazing feat for someone who was not able to do that. It's like beyond, it seems beyond impossible. How does someone, you know, balance on a tiny little wire? So Rav Mendel asked the guy, he said, what's the most difficult part about walking across that line, that tightrope? And said the man to Rav Mendel Furtefest, he said, the most difficult part is when you have to turn around at the end of the wire and then head back. The most difficult part is when you spin. He says, because for a brief moment, I lose my point of focus. For a brief moment, I'm in transition. When I'm totally razor-sharp focus, I can do it so easily. I'm fine. I'm in my groove. I'm walking across that line. I can do it in my sleep. When I have to spin, my focal point disappears for a moment. That's the most dangerous part. Rav Mendel understood that as a lesson for life. When we lose our focus, and there are times when we do, because transitions, again, not are just inevitable, but they're opportunities for tremendous growth, but you lose your focus for a moment, and you have to regain your bearings. When you do that, says the Torah, let me tell you how to do it successfully. Shoftim v'shotrim. Have your guideposts ready for you. Know what's most important. Make sure you're clear on your priorities and your identity of who you are. And let that drive you in the new situation. So yes, you'll be making new decisions. But you'll be making new decisions with still the strength of the Sen identity. You're not just going to go along with the crowd because that's what they do when in Rome, do like Romans, as the phrase goes. That's not the life of a Yid. When in Rome, you'll adjust to how they do it in Rome, but as you, as a Yid, as your unique brand of who you are. Part of being in NYU, it's true, it's a major transition from Eretz Yisrael. Part of being in NYU, it's not just a transition, which you have to be clear on what your goals are and what you want to accomplish so that, again, you don't make very different decisions than what you had planned on coming in. Part of also NYU is helping you to determine and find deep down who you are so that in all moments of transition in life, going from single to married, from yeshiva to a job, from yeshiva to a community, in all those moments, you'll have the strength of the Shoftim v'Shotrim together with you to hold you strong. Have a wonderful Shabbos.